This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and I'm glad to be with you. Good to bring a Bible message again today. And I want to read today in the Gospel by Luke and chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 16, speaking about Jesus. It says, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Here is the story of Jesus coming back to the city of Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And it was his custom to attend the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And on this Sabbath day, in Luke chapter 4, he has been given the opportunity to read from the Old Testament scriptures. And when the book was handed to him, we see how that he opened the book, and it says he found the place that where it was written, and the place that we now know as Isaiah chapter 61. And if we look back into Isaiah chapter 61, this is a messianic prophecy of the Old Testament. This is a passage in the Old Testament that speaks about Messiah. In verse 18, we read about the Spirit of the Lord. This is coming from Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," and it says that he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and that he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And here we see the personality of the Spirit of God, because it uses the word he twice in verse 18. And so Isaiah 61 speaks about Messiah, and Jesus of Nazareth, in the city of Nazareth, in the synagogue in Nazareth, is reading from Isaiah chapter 61. These messianic verses, and when he does the reading, at a specific point, he finishes his reading and he closed the book, giving it back to the attendant, sitting down, and then the people were all watching him, and he said something remarkable. He said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." On this specific Sabbath day, in the synagogue in Nazareth, Isaiah chapter 61, a prophecy that was written approximately 700 years before, was fulfilled on this occasion. What a day! What a claim it was for this man called Jesus to say that Isaiah chapter 61 is about himself. And we see what the Spirit of the Lord had anointed him to do. And we read of a number of things that the Spirit of the Lord had anointed him to do. The first one, it says, is to preach the gospel to the poor. The word gospel means good news. Here is good news to the poor. And he says that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now we know what it means to be poor. Poor means that there's a lack. There's a lack of that which is necessary for comfort, for our living. It's the opposite of rich. We could think of the beginning of time, whenever everything was perfect and there was such a supply for Adam and Eve. They had all that they needed. They had all that they wanted. They had all that their souls could desire. They were rich in that sense. But then something happened to bring in the opposite. And that was, of course, the sin that came in with Adam, the first man, when everything was changed. And we see then how that poverty in so many aspects has come into the world. And it has been a major problem in so many different ways from early days until today. But he came to preach the gospel to the poor. Now I want to think about how he came to do it. How did he preach the gospel to the poor? I'm thinking of a verse. We find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, where it says, "He was rich." And we think of Jesus Christ, who he was. He was rich in himself, in his person. We could think of him being rich where he was. He was in heaven. He was in all the glory that was there with God his Father. We could think of him being rich in all that he had there to enjoy in heaven. It says he was rich. Rich in a measure that we cannot measure, because these were eternal riches. But then in the same verse, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9 says, he became poor. He exchanged riches for poverty. And we think of the humble circumstances of his life. We think of Bethlehem, where there wasn't even a place found for him to be born. Later on in his life, one day he said, "Show me a penny." And I wonder about that scripture, and I ask the question, did he ask for a penny because he didn't have one? We know that he was poor in possessions. He didn't even have his own home. He said that he had nowhere to lay his head. And so here is him in his birth and in his life as someone who was poor. But there was more than this. We read of him going on to Golgotha. And as he was put up onto the cross at Golgotha, we read that the possessions that he had, the last things, the only things indeed at that point that he had, was his clothing. And we read how that the soldiers gambled for his clothes. They took them away, and he had nothing. And he had no one. His disciples all forsook him and fled, we read. And then we even read how that God turned away, how that God forsook him there at Golgotha. And we ask the question, why? He became poor. Why did he become poor when he had nothing and he had no one? The same verse, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, tells us the reason. So that you, through his poverty, might become rich. In ourselves, we are poor. We cannot pay for God's blessings. We cannot pay for his salvation. Indeed, the thief, we read, he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And this thief is a word for the evil one himself, the devil, who takes away so that we have nothing. We cannot offer anything to God. We have sinned against him. We are in absolute spiritual poverty. But he went into the awful poverty of the cross at Calvary. And he took upon himself there the punishment for sin. When he took sin upon himself, he suffered for sins. And he died for sins. He was buried and he rose again, so that we who are so poor spiritually, we cannot pay for our salvation. We cannot offer God anything because we've sinned against him. But he has done it for us. He has paid the price for our redemption, the price for our salvation. And he has done it so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. And this is how, indeed, he preached the gospel to the poor. He didn't just stay in heaven and wish us well. He didn't even come into the world and say nice things to those who were poor. No, he himself entered into poverty so that those who were in poverty might enter into his eternal riches. And indeed, those who turn from themselves and they turn from their sins and they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, they come into blessing. They come into riches. And indeed, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1, we read how that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And so this is the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him to anoint him to preach the gospel to the poor. May indeed this message be a blessing to all who listen today. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It's rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.